Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show. Melbourne's Gold 104.3.
So over the last week and a half, we've been giving you the daily updates of Jack's dog Luna that keeps jumping up on the kitchen tops. Jack bought a remote control spy cam with a built-in microphone that he can bellow into his phone and into his kitchen at Luna.
Luna, get down! Down! Luna!
Traumatising the poor dog with that metallic voice. And then the other day we were saying, look, it's not working. The camera, the yelling, it's not working. And we were asking if anyone knew of a dog whisperer. And one name kept coming up.
Yep. Reese was the guy who called in and said, I used this guy, John, who's been in the industry.
That's his earth name, but the dog's known as Awawa.
He is a kind of mystical character.
So yeah, what happened yesterday? He turned up.
John from Ozdog turned up. He was a total legend. Wow. He said he promised that we could fix Luna's behavioral problems in one session. So when you talked about your dog guy who helped you set up Nisha the other week, it wasn't a 2 weeks of like...
Six lessons.
Yeah. So John can do...
And then I never heard from him again. Seriously, I kept saying, Stan, it's still not working. And he never, ever called me back. I think it was like some thick dog. And the owner, I don't need the money. Another tassel.
Well, this guy, John, reckons he's worked with 38,000 dogs, is what
Gosh.
He told me.
Okay, take it easy, mate. Just say a lot of dogs. 38,000.
But I would honestly... I mean, I already raved to him on the phone to you last night. He was incredible, and I really recommend
I'm going to call him today to spend some time next week. I'm getting to come round. We need a bit of help with our German Shepherd dog. She's a good bit. She doesn't think when she pulls ahead. I think it's like an alpha thing where she has to be the first getting out of the house and pulls ahead on the lead.
Yeah.
She's not supposed to.
And Luna does the same thing. And I know it's a bad trait, but I thought it wasn't really damaging her in any way. But he said you clean up a couple of the habits that you're doing wrong, like letting her jump on people when they come in the door and pulling on the lead, and you would be surprised how much she starts to clean up her behavior when you're not
similar
around.
Similar when we start working with Pats. Do you remember once we worked on one or two things, she would stop jumping up on people?
Yeah, but I still pee on the floor.
Yes, but look, you know, one thing at a time, Pats. You're still better than where you were a year and a half ago, dry humping guests. It's better now than where we work.
So,
has he fixed Luna?
I mean, he's already started to improve some of her behaviours. Walking on the lead in within 50 metres, he got her walking properly, which is crazy.
And your dad was there too, because obviously your dad is going to be looking after Luna when you head off to Mexico tomorrow.
Yeah, so he wants the new good behaviours that we are teaching Luna to continue when dad's there. And now dad's going to take all these things home to his dog. I mean, we learned so much. I can't go through all the things
but it sounds amazing. I could see you buzzing.
Yeah. I would really recommend him to anybody who's got a dog with behavioral issues. And you would see how quickly, like, just a few simple things changes their behavior and really kind of changed, you know, how she is as a dog.
Tell me this, right? Because these dog whisperers, same with horse whisperers I've met before as well, they are a certain breed. They're almost mystical, aren't they?
Yeah.
The way they conduct themselves and... just the way they talk, and they've got their own, they walk to their own rhythm of their own drum, don't they?
I mean, he's had like some simple hand movements and stuff, and it just it like hypnotized Luna with what he was doing. Yeah,
Crocodile Dundee. That's amazing. Yeah. I can't wait to give him a call today.
And then, so he says, Border Collies and Staffies are the two dogs that he goes to more than anything, and Kelpies. And one thing that was that I actually believed about working dogs that he said isn't true is that they need, people will tell you they need heaps and heaps of exercise.
Yeah, like 3 hours a day.
They're used to living on a farm. And he said, but he grew up on a farm and you watch the working dogs, they a lot of the time they're sitting and watching a herd. And they'll only move slightly to move a sheep back into the herd or to move cattle back into the herd. They're not running around chasing a ball for 3 hours. What you really need to do is give them mental stimulation, and walking them properly on the lead and making them not run ahead is good mental stimulation for them. And it really did. Like Luna, we walked around the block slowly for half an hour, but no running off the lead at all at the park.
Isn't that
and
incredible?
She was exhausted.
Such a very quick change.
Yeah. It really is true.
So how do people get to... Does he just find you? He's like the 18.
Yeah.
You don't constantly hear. Just knock on the door one day. He'll know when you're ready.
You put a bat signal into the sky with the shape of a dog.
The golden paw in the sky.
The Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show. Melbourne's Gold 104.3.